The South Dakota Supreme Court has answered this question. Can a person commit burglary if he's entering his own home? The High Court released its opinion to the public Thursday, and the answer is yes, under certain circumstances. Judges say it's not so much about who owns the house as it is about the security of the people living there. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks explains.
In April 2012, John Pentecost entered the Pennington County home he had shared with his ex-wife before their divorce more than a year earlier. Since she had changed the locks, he had to get a locksmith to let him in. He then texted his ex to say he was there, and she called the police. Pentecost was convicted of second-degree burglary. At oral arguments in October, Rapid City Attorney Jamie Patterson told justices that Pentecost believed he had a right to enter the house because his name was still on the deed and insurance contract.
We submit that that ownership should be sort of a black letter rule for this state, where if you own your house, you can't burglarize it, much like if you own a piece of personal property, you can't intentionally damage it.
But the assistant attorney general argued that Pentecost was making a power play. Ann Meyer pointed out that when police arrested Pentecost, they found he had with him duct tape, zip ties, a recent receipt for a pistol, a suicide note, and his last will and testament, as well as a shotgun and shells out in the car. Meyer says his surprise visit came after a history of stalking.
And she's terrified. He is sending her multiple text messages and cell phone messages, and she contacts the police.
Meyer said that South Dakota needs to consider the totality of the circumstances, as other states do. The Supreme Court agreed with the state. Pentecost was given a 6-year sentence and is still in prison. He was paroled in March 2014, but returned to prison as a parole violator less than a year later. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.